NHS workers say, "We are ready to fight Tory pay insult, Matt." NHS nurse: "I've struggled to comment on the insulting real-term pay cut proposed by the government. I'm not naive. During Clap for Carers, we said, claps don't pay the bills. The last year has been horrendous for NHS staff. The uncertainty, the PPE crisis, the changing guidance, seeing our colleagues off struggling with COVID. We've tried to get through, with gallows humor and support for each other, but we are exhausted. This isn't just a COVID issue. Our health service has been at breaking point for years. Overstretched, stressed, working in unsafe conditions, pay freeze after pay freeze, real-term pay cut of 20%, cutting off the NHS student bursary, the list goes on. With all the public support, the thank you NHS posters, murals, badges on Premier League football shirts, we hoped, just maybe, we might see a reasonable pay increase. Instead, we've been told there isn't any money. But there were literally tens of billions of pounds for privatized track and trace, crony PPE deals, and for MPs to get a pay rise. We all deserve more. Every single carer, nurse, physio, porter, technician, administrative staff, occupational therapist, and every member of staff in the NHS. We all deserve better, for holding the hand of the lonely patient, for being redeployed not knowing where we'll work, for being an inspiration to each other and everyone in the county. The time is now for us to act. Our union representatives need to step up. We need more than stunts, more than ridiculous slow hand claps. I'm looking at you, Unison. We need action. We need support from everyone for a pay rise.